The Chamber Players, we're wrapping up our fifth season, so I guess, 5 years, and we're mostly made up of musicians from the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra and other area freelancers and faculty at the local schools.
Now, we're rehearsing today for a special performance of some selected composers. Tell us how it was. This all came about.
From the beginning, we've always tried to do somewhat unusual programming, not the standard string quartet repertoire, just trying to explore lesser heard masterworks, and which has been great for 5 years, but we wanted to expand on that, and we started this year. We launched our first inaugural international competition for composers. So we had a call for scores, and we received over 40 submissions from all over the world, as far as South Korea. There were France, Italy, England, Canada, so from all over. And three judges, we sat down, I was one of them, we sat down together, and we picked a winner. And then there was another piece that was very good, so we named an honorable mention, and both composers will be traveling to Buffalo for the premiere on May 31st.
And where are they from?
The winner, his name is Michael Gilbertson, and he's currently a student, a graduate student at Yale University. And the honorable mention, her name is Erin Tompkins, and she's graduating from the University of Kansas.
So very young composers, up and coming, too.
Definitely. It was not intentional. The composition was open to all ages, all nationalities, and that's just the way it came out.
What do you look for intrinsically in a piece when you're selecting something like this?
Well, obviously, we have to like it. I think that's 90% of it. So, and because of what we program, we like for it to be somewhat not unusual. Unusual sometimes has a negative connotation, but we're looking for something new, something that will make the audience, oh, like, this is really interesting. We really like this. And that's something, I mean, that's the biggest compliment we get from the audience after a concert.
So somewhat unique, but pleasurable to the ear.
Oh, definitely. Even though these are both new works that we'll be giving the world premiere, I think sometimes people think of new music as this foreign cerebral thing that you don't want to listen to. And these are wonderful works that I'm sure will be performed for the years to come. And both these young composers, I really think, will have great careers ahead of them.
Tell us about what the piece they're working on right now.
Yes, this is Michael Gilbertson's, it's music for an imaginary ballet. And he actually originally wrote the piece for a collaboration with a ballet company. And that project fell through, but he already had sketches. So I think he wanted to finish them. And so this is a winning piece. And the other piece, the honorable mention, is Images of Water. Michael's piece is scored for violin, viola, cello, and oboe and clarinet. So that already is a somewhat unusual instrumentation, which I think sounds great.
And just as you said, clarinet, he started playing a little note to get them started on this.
Yes.
Tell us about these folks that are up there.
And on violin, we have Lauren Silvertrust. She's a first violinist with the BPO. On viola, we have Kate Holzmer. She's also on the BPO violist. She's actually my stand partner. I'm a violist myself. On cello, we have Eva Herrer. She used to be the associate principal cellist in the BPO. Now she pursues more a solo career, and we're glad to have her. On clarinet, we have Anna Maddox. She's the English horn player in the BPO. And on clarinet, bass clarinet, we have Andrew Seigel, and he's the clarinet faculty at Fredonia.
So you've got some really well-established musicians up there.
That's one luxury that we have here in Buffalo. We have such a pool of wonderful, honestly, world-class musicians. All my colleagues at the BPO came to Buffalo after a rigorous audition process. I mean, there were people coming from all over the world to audition for these positions. So I hope Buffalonians appreciate the wonderful talent we have right here. And that's something, part of our mission. We really want to showcase the talent we have here. I mean, I think it's great to bring in groups from outside of Buffalo and appreciate what they do. But I think there's definitely a place for local talent and for us to appreciate it.